sir.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning, yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
My name is Josh A. Site. DSC is 302-163.
Thank you, sir. You're going for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, your board chairman, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, and Honorable Louis Canonos. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do. Is that the one that states the condition that I violated on?
That's the one that tells you of the date of this hearing?
Oh, I never got one of those. I got the paper that states the condition that I violated for. That's it.
Okay. Well, we don't have a notification form either.
Yeah, because I was just informed this morning that I will be having this phone call today.
Okay. Then you were you're supposed to be notified quite a bit sooner than that. It'll be your choice as to whether you want to continue with the hearing or whether you want to continue it to another time until after you've received that form.
I would rather continue it today since we're already on the phone with each other today.
Okay. Basically, that the form notifies you of the board hearing, the date, the time, or not the time, but the date. It also advises you of a few of your rights. And among those is you have the right to
represent yourself.
Represent yourself or hire an attorney at your own expense.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hire an attorney or representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
And you, do you hear me conducted in two phases today? So in phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the one allegation that's on the warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, okay? Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the allegation was violation of the condition of supervision number 14B as demonstrated by your failure to plug the tracking device into an electrical outlet immediately if the tracking device vibrates and the power LED flashes red on or about November 17, 2018. And your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Frank, I'm going to move to find that he's delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Knowles, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Frank was released from Arizona Primary Corrections on November 14th, 2018. He was arrested November 24th, 2018 by Tempe PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 24th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of April 21st, 2019, 7 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia, 7 months. 2016, sexual abuse, 2 counts, each for 1.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2015 for drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015, TIS release absconder, 14 days, arrested on current offense, breached CSED in jail. Disciplinary violations are minimal, with disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2015, indecent exposure, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. There are several other arrests between 2011 and 2015. However, those charges were either dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G2B2. Mr. Frank is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, not SVP reviewable, and dangerous crimes against children were not cited in court docs.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Frank, we'll go over a somebody in case supervision.
Okay.
Originally, I guess you were released with no approved placement.
Then you said to the homeless.
Okay, 11/14/2018, you were approved to reside at Deemed Outreach, 2210 East Taylor Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And on 11/16/2018, at approximately 8:48 hours, P.O. Van Gundy received a call from Shane Paisley, house manager for Redeemed Outreach. Shane reported that you were asked not to use profanity on the property. You reportedly got agitated and told Paisley, "Fuck you." Paisley told the offender not to use profanity, and you continued to use profanity. Paisley reported that you made an aggressive movement towards him, and you were asked to leave and refused to leave the property. Paisley contacted P.O. Van Gundy and instructed Paisley would tell the offender if he wouldn't leave the property, the police would be called. And I also instructed Shane Paisley to tell the offender to report to parole office on Monday morning. You did not report on 11/19/2018, and Paisley called Officer Van Gundy back and stated that you finally left after Paisley called 911. Pierre Pogue did inform duty officer M. Phillips of potential strap battery violation involving you. You were assigned to you were assigned marked as. Now, November 16th, 2018, you left the facility at Indeed Outreach and did not return. Now, November 19, 2018, you did not report to EMU and to P.O. Van Gundy as you were directed to on November 16, 2018. You made no attempt to contact your assigned parole officer regarding your resident situation. So what was going on there, sir?
On the 16th of November, yes, I did get kicked out of the Redeemed Outreach Center, and the house manager was Shane. He did not inform me to go see Van Gundy or my parole officer. And on my initial date with the parole officer, Mark Adams, I personally did not go see him on the day. Yeah, it was a Friday. I remember it was on a Friday that I was supposed to go see him, but I did not end up going to go see him. The next day, on that Saturday, I ended up into the hospital, and then that Saturday night, that's when I did get picked up on my DOC warrant, because I had a seizure, and the Tempe police informed me that I had a DOC warrant, and then DOC came to Bishop Banner Hospital to pick me up, and then therefore I've been in DOC custody ever since.
Okay, so you went to the hospital. Why were Tempe police involved?
Oh, because I had a seizure the ambulance, they come with the ambulance.
Okay, you had a seizure?
Yes, I had a seizure in front of Chipotle restaurant on Baseline and Rural, and when I was getting into the hospital, he asked, the police officer asked for my name, and I gave him my name, and he informed me that at the time I had a DLC warrant. That's how I officially got into DLC custody.
Okay, so what kind of a seizure did you have?
Just a grand mal seizure.
Okay, so you're an epileptic?
Yes.
Okay. That makes a little more understandable, but so you got kicked out of the halfway house.
Yes, I got kicked out of the halfway house because I was very agitated. I take Ventral seizures, and I take a boot stabilizer as well named Trilipta, and when I get overstressed, voices start coming into my head because I am epileptic and I do have schizoaffective bipolar and schizophrenia, and so the voices were bothering me that day, and I was very agitated. And then I will admit that I did tell Shane fuck you numerous times, and then I did make a aggressive movement towards him. Like I was walking aggressive towards him, but I didn't have malice intent to harm him.
Okay. Well, what about your anger bracelet?
Once I left the deep outreach, I left none of my property. I had a puppy box at the deep outreach with my clothes and legal paperwork, and my charger was still there. I did not. Shane wanted me off the property at the deep outreach with the quickness, and so I left without grabbing my property, and therefore my box, my clothing, and my ankle monitor charger was still at the Ravine Outreach Center, and then I didn't go back and get it because I was still agitated, and then therefore I let my ankle monitor go dead.
Okay, well that's the main thing on the warrant, is letting the ankle monitor go dead, and then they don't have absolutely no idea where you were at.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty serious violation. So, you're on your medication now, and doing okay?
Yes, I'm on my medication currently here on this prison yard of GEO. Yes, I am on my medication, and I am doing stable, but I still have doubts with voices because of my, you haven't fully given me one other man, but I am, my mood is stable. I'm not real agitated and restless.
Okay, are they is the medical staff there trying to stabilize everything so you don't hear the voices?
I should have a appointment coming up with the psychiatrist within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. So, when they get your medicines all figured out, then you're pretty... You
can I'm pretty functional about it because my medication is flowing into my system, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Well, Mr. Westby has some more information for us.
Yes, I just want to add that Mr. Frank had his intake with his parole officer on November 14th of 2018. And during the intake, offenders are instructed that if they're discharged from their halfway house or residence that they reside at, that they must report to the parole office in person within one business day, so that way they can find another residence or inform where they're going to be staying at. And he never reported per the instructions that were given to him at his intake.
Thank you, sir. Okay, no questions from the board. Sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. But before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be important to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already covered.
I don't really have anything else to say. Your decision is going to be fine with me because I am in violation of condition 14.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing the case. But stay on the phone. Just remain silent. You can hear the entire conversation. And once we make a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the board's now in discussion. Well, it definitely is an unfortunate situation for Mr. Frank. But it seems that now that he's back in DOC, he's getting his medication stabilized, and when he's stable on his medications, he's pretty functional. The GPS violation is pretty serious violation, and then running out with 7 of his down days. I think Mr. Frank would be better served to stay where he's at, finish his work with the psychiatrist to get his meds totally stabilized so that when he gets out, he can be functional and will not have problems getting back into society. But I'm going to listen to the discussion from my fellow board members if there is any discussion. Well, so based on all information, number 2018W3315, Mr. Frank's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Frank as he was delinquent, violated term condition of supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Mr. Johnson agreed by Mr. Dr. Wright and Mr. Canales and Mr. Canales. Okay, so the board is voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Keep working with the psychiatrist, get your meds stabilized, and it sounds like once you get all that figured out, you can you'll be ready to be released and can be a productive member of society and not get in trouble again.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I will be released on April 21st, correct?
That's the information we have, yes.
And then once I'm released, I'm not from Arizona, and if I'm mentally stable and once I'm released, how do I go about going back home to where I'm from, Utah?
Well, once you're released in April, you don't have any, you don't have a pre-loss or anything. I think the only thing you have to worry about is the sex offender registration.
So I just go and register and tell them that I'm leaving, that's it?
I don't know how that works. I don't know about telling, here if you're registered in Maricopa County, I don't know if you have to tell them if you leave, but you do have to, upon arrival at the other end, you have to register with the, I believe it's the, wherever you go to, you have to register immediately when you get there, or you could get arrested and put in jail.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But then you can ask, the CO3 to check into that for you to make sure about whether you have to tell anybody here that you're leaving. But you won't, after April 21st, you won't have any responsibility to the Department of Corrections, just that. Sex offender registration. Okay?
Okay.
We wish you the best of luck, and if you get home, you have a little more support, it might be a little easier to stay out of trouble that way.
Yes.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck and hope you have a great new year. And if you would just set the phone down, I'll let the other next inmate get on the phone or the CO3.